This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has expressed deep concern over the rising number of civilian casualties in Lebanon amid continued strikes by Israel, despite the two-week ceasefire in West Asia. It asserted that the protection of civilians remains its foremost priority. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the current situation is very disturbing, particularly given India's long-standing commitment to peace and stability in the region. He said that there are about 1,000 Indian nationals living in Lebanon. He assured that the Indian embassy in Lebanon is in close touch with the Indian community for their safety and security. Meanwhile, Additional Secretary, Ministry of Power, Piyush Singh said India has met peak power demand despite the West Asia crisis, with all thermal plants running at full capacity and adequate coal stocks. Joint Secretary Sujata Sharma said LPG and fuel supplies remain stable with sufficient petrol and diesel and no shortages. She said over 1,06,000 tons of commercial LPG have been supplied since last month. Over 1,05,000 cylinders are being sold daily and a shift from LPG to PNG is being encouraged. Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri today said that Qatar has reaffirmed its commitment to remain a reliable energy supplier to India. He said this after holding discussions with the Qatar Minister of State for Energy Affairs and President and CEO of Qatar Energy, Saad Sharida Al-Kabi, in Doha. In a social media post, Mr. Puri said that during the meeting, both sides discussed all aspects of the strategic relations between the two countries. In Uttar Pradesh, the number of electorates grew by over 84 lakh to 13 crore 39 lakh after the completion of the special intensive revision exercise. The Election Commission today published the final voter list. Citizens can now verify their names online through official portals such as voters.eci.gov.in. Addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh's Chief Electoral Officer Navdeep Rinwa said the draft electoral roll published on 6th of January this year had a total of 12,55,56,025 voters, and the final electoral roll published today shows the total number of voters at 13,39,84,792. 10 people died when a boat capsized in Yamuna River in Mathura district of Uttar Pradesh today. The incident occurred around 2:45 p.m. when a boat carrying devotees from Ludhiana capsized in the Yamuna River. 6 bodies have been recovered so far while rescue operations continues. District Magistrate of Mathura, C.P. Singh, said that around 30 to 32 people from Ludhiana were boating in 2 boats on the river. The incident took place near KC Ghat, where one of the boats sank. He informed that army has been called and teams of NDRF and SDRF have also reached on the spot. He said more than 60 divers are involved in the rescue work. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the Mathura boat capsize, offering condolences to the victims' families. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance warned Tehran not to play the U.S. as he departs for Islamabad for negotiations aimed at ending the war with Iran. President Donald Trump has tasked Vance to find a resolution to the war that began 6 weeks ago. The move comes amid Mr. Trump's repeated warnings, including a threat to destroy Iran's whole civilization if the conflict escalates further. Mr. Vance, who has long been skeptical of foreign military interventions and outspoken about the prospect of sending troops into open-ended conflicts, sets off today to lead mediated talks with Iran in the Pakistani capital of Islamabad. India concluded its campaign at the 2026 Asian Boxing Championships in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia today with an impressive haul of 16 medals, including 5 gold, 3 silver and 8 bronze. In the men's 50-kilogram category, Vishwanath Suresh clinched the gold medal today. India's Ayush Shetty stunned world number 4 Jonathan Christie of Indonesia to enter the men's singles semi-finals at the Badminton Asia Championships in Ningbo, China today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.